The ballet features a great deal in his work. It seems to be a very dominant subject for him.
Yes, it is. Well, I don't know whether he liked ballet all that much. I've never heard him rave about ballet performances.
Really? Yeah,
just dances.
Yeah.
Just dances, especially in practice costume.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he ever... Well, he never did, as Degas did, an actual ballet scene that I can recall.
No.
There are always these backstage things of dancers resting or straddling chairs. And But he really did love that. And he was always at the zoo, sketching animals. He loved animals.
The lion, I suppose. The lion, the bird, or the animal, or the dancer.
Sorry?
The line, you know, the sort of draftsmanship.
Oh, of course, yes.
Yes.
And I think the influence of Goethe Abrescu was very strong.
Was it?
Uh-huh. Well, he was mad about Goethe Abrescu.
Mm-hmm.
And Goethe Abrescu's beautiful animal drawing certainly preceded Francis, but I think Francis just took it on. They're equally as good, I think. I think those animal drawings are just absolutely beautiful.
Oh, they are
indeed. So when he watched it at the ballet, he was at the zoo, and that beautiful one of a kangaroo, which I don't see here,
We do have it here.
I think it's one of the most lovely drawings.
It's here somewhere.
It's the only thing consciously of an Australian subject matter that I ever recall Francis doing.
Uh-huh.
He didn't really like Australia all that much. I mean, he didn't respond to anything Australian.
It was a nice one of a dog.
I think the only reason he did a kangaroo was because he found it in that lying posture, so he made it look like a reclining nude.
Uh-huh.
Not per se that it was a kangaroo. In fact, that would have put him off.